Fertility is a sensitive issue affecting both men and women. However, in men, low sperm count and poor sperm quality are the primary causes of infertility. These factors can be influenced by how you treat your body, what you consume, and your daily activities, according to health experts. In this week's feature on health, sanitation and fitness, our reporter Abraham Orisha-Barubasa explores the causes of low sperm count or abnormal sperm in men and how the condition can be treated.
Traditionally, the burden of infertility has usually been placed on women, as male infertility remains a relatively unfamiliar concept. However, according to the World Health Organization, male factors contribute to infertility in more than 50% of couples experiencing conception challenges. I spoke with Benon Shekanabo, Samuel Amanya, and Gideon Tumwijuche, all residents of Kabale District, as well as Herbert Olikurunji from Rubanda District, about their understanding of the causes of low sperm count, and this is what they told me.
Some, they get some infections like gonorrhea, syphilis, and candidiasis, and they don't treat them well. When you treat them well, you become okay.
It's because men are stressed. Everything is looking up to men. Taxes, money renders, everything we are left for men.
May think it's genetic, but the heritage must tell us that drinking alcohol and smoking also lowers sperm count. But at times I get confused when I see real drunkards are producing many children. Are they telling us the truth or not?
However, according to the head of surgery department at Kabale University and a urology surgeon at Bethel Surgical Clinic in Kabale Municipality, Dr. Robert Mugaru, low sperm count is a condition in which the concentration of sperm in the semen is lower than normal, making it difficult for couples to conceive. Dr. Mugara explained that lifestyle factors such as smoking, excessive alcohol consumption, drug abuse, and obesity can contribute to low sperm count as they damage sperm cells and disrupt the body's natural balance, leading to reduced sperm production. Other factors, he added, include environmental toxins such as exposure to pesticides and industrial pollutants, as well as medical conditions like enlargement of veins within the scrotum, infections, and hormonal imbalances.
If you are born with a testis that is not in the scrotum, it will not make any sperm. The testis should be in their right positions and they should be kept colder. So then we have to avoid putting on very tight clothing, underpants, because if the pant holds the testis against the body, it will increase the temperature and that affects sperm production. We also have to make sure that we don't go into places that have extreme heat. The other common thing now which we do is we have phones and laptop and the power banks that we like to carry in our pockets and our laps. Those ones will actually increase the temperature. So if the temperature of the testis increases, then that reduces sperm production. We have to eat well. We have to eat what we call a balanced diet, and particularly we are interested in food that contain a lot of zinc and vitamin C. Interesting to note is that less frequent sex increases the sperm count, and this is particularly important for people who are trying to have children. Frequent sex does not increase the chances of having a child. Why? Because every time you release the semen, you're also releasing sperm. So if you have frequent releases, it means actually that at the end of the day, the release which you have will have less sperms, okay, and also young or immature sperms, which might not be able to make a woman pregnant.
Dr. Mugara emphasizes that maintaining a healthy lifestyle, including a balanced diet, regular exercises, avoiding exposure to environmental toxins, and effective stress management can support reproductive health and improve sperm production. He also recommends minimizing visits to saunas and steam baths, as excessive heat can raise testicular temperature and compromise sperm health. Dr. Mugara explains the treatment options for low sperm count and abnormal sperm vary depending on the underlying cause, and he advises men to seek professional medical help if natural approaches such as lifestyle changes do not yield results.
The advice I put across is that as men, we have to take control of our health. Even before we start thinking about the sperm count, we just have to make sure that we are healthy. And being healthy means proper nutrition. We have to minimize excess. If you overstuff, that is a problem. If you overeat, that is a problem. We have to minimize intake of what I call drugs, and this is alcohol, marijuana. You can take a bottle, which is okay socially, but if you're going to take 10, 15, then that is a problem. So we have to keep our bodies healthy. We have to have enough rest, and we must have enough exercise.
For Voice of Kigezi, I'm Abraham Oishabarwas.